WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Hold me when I'm scared. You won't.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. Lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look, swaying to the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything
As you heard, Styx was announced as one of the headliners of Summer Jam 2026. As a matter of fact, Tuesday there's going to be another announcement, another artist or band announced for 2026. You want to find out maybe some hints as to who it could be? If you follow Summer Jam on Facebook, they posted a picture this morning. They're looking for guesses, even giving away some VIP tickets.
face to face. And you present your case. Yes, I know. You keep telling me that you love me.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Chippewa Falls to Fairchild. We're your home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here.
Probably knew this, maybe you didn't. Did you know Peter Cetera earned an Academy Award nomination for that song back in 1986? Gloria Love put that out after he had left the band Chicago, and it was featured on the soundtrack to The Karate Kid Part 2. Seems like yesterday.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Don't be scared of my dog.
Mr. Roboto, I'm assuming we're going to hear that song. You definitely better believe we're going to hear that song at Summer Jam 2026. Styx announced as a headliner. Another announcement coming on Tuesday. Make sure you listen for that. Hey, yesterday would have been Katy Perry and Russell Brand's anniversary, except for they got divorced like a year and a half after they got married. We found out about that on This Day in Music History for yesterday. We'll do today's version coming up in moments.
You
90s and more. 105.7.
What?
1057 CFW presents This Day in Music History with Jay Roberts.
All right, plenty of things to talk about on This Day in Music History for October 24th. It was on this day in 1973. John Lennon sued the U.S. government, accusing it of tapping his telephone. I don't know exactly how that all ended up, but moving on. In 1992, Madonna released Erotica. Remember how taboo that was back in the day? Duran Duran canceled the remainder of their tour after Simon Le Bon tore a vocal cord. That happened on this day in 1993. And Taylor Swift's self-titled debut album was released on this day in 2006. And since then, the world has been hers, hasn't it? That's a look back on this day in music history on 105.7 CFW for October 24th. That one from Steve Perry on CFW.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
Weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
We were walking through this farmer's market on a Saturday morning.
Every story starts out differently.
I stopped to smell the sunflowers at one stand, and when I turned back, I saw him kneeling down right there between the baskets of apples and jars of honey.
And every story's special.
We were at home watching the same movie we saw together on our very first date. Then the picture changed to a slideshow he'd secretly made. Photos of us from all these years together. The last slide said, "Will you marry me?"
For 100 years, our family's been proud to play a small role in celebrating and commemorating engaging moments of love and loving moments of engagement. And while the stories are different,
he took me skating.
When you ask her with Alaska,
I was nervous on the ice, but he kept holding my hands and he pulled off his mitten and pulled out a little box from his coat.
They always end the same.
And the ring was...
And the ring was...
And the ring was perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
In Eau Claire and online at Laskers.com. Laskers, start your love story here.
Big deals.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Now's the perfect time to stock up on gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. They make the perfect stocking stuffers and give you a head start on your holiday shopping. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, some showers late and a low in the upper 30s. Maybe a morning shower, then for tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Rain chances return again Monday and Tuesday. Currently 51 degrees.
CFW.
You, baby, and I've got.
latter portion of your 4 o'clock hour here on a Friday afternoon with 105.7 CFW. Hey, this was kind of an interesting thing. I was reading about what happened in general history 1901. I don't know if people were just tougher back then or maybe not so bright, but the first barrel ride down Niagara Falls took place on this day in 1901. Hey, how much for a barrel ride over the falls? Any chance I might hurt myself?
CFW 105.7 CFW.